The Top 10. Rudyard Kipling. An Introduction. Short stories have always been a sort of instant access into an author's brain, their soul and heart. A few pages can lift our lives into locations, people and experiences with a sweep of landscape, narration, feelings and emotions that are difficult to achieve elsewhere. In this series, we try to offer up tried and trusted top tens across many different themes and authors. But any anthology will immediately throw up the questions, why that story? Why that author? The theme itself will form the boundaries for our stories, which range from well-known classics, newly told, to stories that modern times have overlooked, but perfectly exemplify the theme. Throughout the volume, our authors, whether of instant recognition or new to you, are all leviathans of literature. Some you may disagree with, but they will get you thinking about our choices and about those you would have made. If this volume takes you on a path to discover more of these miniature masterpieces, then we will have all gained something. Kipling in these more modern times is increasingly seen as an apologist for the bad ways of evil empires. It's a simplistic analysis and avoids much of his literary talent that is entertaining, scary, and downright brilliant storytelling, whatever the background it is based on or comes from.
The Man Who Would Be King by Rudyard Kipling. Read by Richard Midgley. Brother to a prince and fellow to a beggar, if he be found worthy. The law, as quoted, lays down a fair conduct of life, and one not easy to follow. I have been fellow to a beggar again and again, under circumstances which prevented either of us finding out whether the other was worthy. I have still to be brother to a prince, though I once came near to kinship with what might have been a veritable king, and was promised the reversion of a kingdom. Army, law court, revenue, and policy all complete. But today I greatly fear that my king is dead, but by intermediate, which is very awful indeed. There are no cushions in the intermediate class, and the population are either intermediate, which is Eurasian, or native, which for a long night journey is nasty, or loafer, which is amusing, though intoxicated. Intermediates do not buy from refreshment rooms. They carry their food in bundles and pots, and buy sweets from the native sweetmeat sellers, and drink the roadside water. That is why in the hot weather...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?